This is the fourth attempt over the past 4 years to shift first-time nonviolent 17-year-old offenders out of adult state court and into the county-run juvenile court system. Kyle Christensen of the Wisconsin Counties Association says counties agree it's a good policy but oppose the price tag for local governments, who will have to manage an expected increase of as many as 3,600 juveniles a year.
Simply moving them from the adult to juvenile system without any services or the money to provide services really doesn't accomplish the goal, which is to make sure that these individuals do not reoffend.
But bill sponsors say juvenile arrests are down by 46%, and spending money to keep nonviolent 17-year-olds out of prison will reduce the chances they'll reoffend and save money in the long term. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.